Mem Aleph for everybody, and these Tanya's 147. What do you need? Here, 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 take this one.
No, thanks, this well extra there.
We need one. It's here, it's here. She has.
I have.
12-1. She has.
Okay, I'm fine. Take it. Okay. In Periklamid Beis, we learned the first part. Dalt Rebbe says, based on what we learned before in Periklamid Aleph, 147 at the bottom, Mem Aleph on top. Dalt Rebbe said before, based on what we learned before, that the body has to be broken, you have to, the body has to be despicable, and the main thing is the soul, and that's the way a person comes to real simcha and so on. So Dalt Rebbe started saying, what we learned last week is, by fulfilling this, we can understand how it's possible to come to a straight and easy way of coming to loving another Jew. Like we discussed last week at great length, you can't, the Maggid's question is, you can't command somebody to love. I can command you to do something, but I can't command you to love. The Maggid says, the mitzvah of after means to realize and meditate into something that will cause you to love the other Jew. So he says like this, if your body is, in your own eyes, despicable, so to speak, it's not your priority, you don't worship your body, like a lot of people do. You don't worship your body. You realize the body is a hunk of meat that gets put into the ground. And the main part of the person's life is the neshama, and the neshama is a part of God. And not only that, but all the neshamas are connected, kulam asim, esvav echad lo kulana, we have one father. And because we're all brothers, so to speak. So therefore, he says like this. If your body is primary and your soul is secondary, there's another Tanya, by the way, you can use. Oh, that's fine. You know it by heart anyway. If the body is primary by the person and the soul is secondary, you will never, ever come to love somebody. For real. Yeah, you'll have... They give me, if they're nice to me, they give me presents, I'll love them. But unconditional love, you will never get, unless if you realize the soul is more important than the body. Because what separates me from you is my body. And I am me, and you are you. My soul and your soul, though, is the same soul. So if my primary focus is on my body, then I can never come to love you because I am me and you are you and I love me more than I love you. You can't love like you because it's impossible because you're not me. But if the soul is the primary of the person and you understand that my soul and your soul and their soul, his soul, her soul, it's all one big soul. So you are really me and I'm really you. What differentiates me from you is the body, not the soul. What? What soul? Okay. Okay. Now, hey, you make me forget my trend of thought. So now, in fact, we said last week that the Tzemach Tzedek says in Derech Mitzvah in the mitzvah after Recha Kamecha, the Tzemach Tzedek takes it even a step further. Over there, and the Rebbe brings this down in many modern Mekuntas Avos, he saw that the Rebbe gave out. The truth is, the Tzemach Tzedek says that not only is my soul and your soul one, but our bodies are different, there's a deeper level of Avos Yisrael that my body and your body are really the same body also. Not the same part of the body. In other words, all Jews, the Jewish nation, is one big body. Just like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, from the beginning of time, the Ovis, the patriarchs, were the heads. And then you had the lower generations. Until now, we're called Ikfis the Mashiach, the heels, right before coming of Mashiach. So just like historically, from the beginning of Jewish time until the end of Jewish time, the Jews are one big body. The same thing the Alter Rebbe says in Perek Beis of Tanya. In every generation, there's the heads and the hands and the stomachs. And the feet, we even have the ingrown toenails. The pain, the pains. They're all part of one body. So every Jew, really, if you think about it, is a different part of this one big body of Klal Yisrael. So the truth is, just like my physical hand and my physical stomach are part of one body. And therefore, we gave this mashal many, many times. Let's say, for Californians, you love to ski. Yeah, you love to ski. And your whole year, you're waiting for your skiing vacation. Yeah? And then, a day before you go to ski, and you're all excited, you don't even sleep anymore. The day before you're going skiing, you tripped on your own foot. Not somebody else tripped you, because then you'd sue them. You tripped on your own foot, and you sprained your foot, you broke your foot, chas v'shalom, and now you can't go skiing. So your whole year's longing anticipation is finito. So you will never ever find the person beating up his foot, telling the foot, it's your fault that I'm not going skiing, and beat him up and hit him and hate him, I hate the foot, and it's not gonna exist. Why not? Because it's my foot. It's me. It's not a separate person that can hate you for doing something bad to me. It's me. How can I hate myself? So he says, when you look at another Jew, not only are the souls one neshama, but the truth of the matter is, even our bodies, we're all part of one big body. So just like the right hand will never hate the left hand, and they're never going to hate your foot, so you're never going to hate another Jew. But here the Alter Rebbe is not talking about that. Here the Alter Rebbe is talking, and I wouldn't call it the lower level, but the Alter Rebbe is saying, if your body is primary, bottom line is, I am me and you are you, you'll never come to love somebody. If you have neshama prioritized, not meaning the neshama is more important than the body, and then you realize our neshamas are all the same, so of course I'm going to love you. And that the Alter Rebbe says, v'yahavta l'reacha kamecha, which in English is translated, love thy neighbor as thyself, or love, in simple English, love your neighbor like yourself. Chassidus explains, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean love your neighbor as yourself. It says love your neighbor because he is yourself. Kamecha, because he is you. Okay, so we're going to start now. V'zeh shekosev Hillel, 10 lines in the bottom of the page. Huh?
Let's say it's even secondary. Would that mean only like your neighbor? What about if it's your own child, which is really very part of you? You love your child, whether it's secondary or not, right?
That's unconditional love.
So could you have, because Alter Rebbe says if
I'm asking you a question. Do you love your kids because of their body?
I just love them. They're you.
Because they're an extension of you. Tachas aveisach yuvanach. Davin HaMelech says in Tillim, the children are instead of the parents. Parents love, by the way, halachically, parents love children more than children love parents. That's why there's a din Rashi and Chumash from the Gemara. If somebody's breaking into your house, so it says, if you know for sure he's not going to kill you, you're not allowed to kill him. But if you're possible, he might kill you, you're allowed to kill him first, right? That's what it says in Chumash. So the Gemara says, what's the case? If a parent is breaking into a child's house, must be desperate. If a parent is breaking into a child's house, the child cannot kill the parent, because there's no way a parent will kill a child. Unless you're a lunatic, but, you know. But the opposite way, you could. You know, the Gemara says a child will kill a parent quicker than a parent will kill a child. That's the facts of life, but that's what it is. Anyway, but that's unconditional love, so it's mamash like the love of Avos Yisrael. You don't love your children because they're smart, or because they're gorgeous, or because they're ugly, or they're skinny, or they're fat. You love them because of what they are. They are you, really. That's why you love your children, because they're you. Okay, so he says that like this. That way Hillel said about this, concerning this mitzvah, he said, Zehu kol ha-teira kula, the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael is the entire Teira, ve'idach perushihi, and everything else is only the explanation. The story in the Gemara, where did Hillel say this? The famous story in the Gemara, this potential convert came to Shammai, and said, I'll convert if you teach me the Teira while I stand on one foot. So it says, Shammai took a stick and threw him out. Hillel said to him, no problem. He said in English, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. Okay? And then Hillel said, this is called, Zehu kol ha-teira kulo. He said, this is the entire Torah. Every other mitzvah in the Torah is only an explanation of this mitzvah. Which is, as Rebbe explains, this is even more than Rabbi Kiva said. Rabbi Kiva said, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah, like one of the 12 psukim. Rabbi Kiva said, V'after recha kamecha, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. It's the golden rule. Rabbi Kiva didn't say it's the whole Torah. He said it's the golden rule. Hillel said it even more. Hillel said this is the entire Torah, and every other 612 mitzvahs are only an explanation of this mitzvah. How could that be? So that Rebbe says very simple. He said v'sheidish kol ha-Torah. What's the foundation and the source of keeping Torah? There's only one way you could keep Torah. And that is lagbio lahalis and nefesh laguf, to elevate the soul over the body, mile all the way up, ad ikre v'sharsha, until its source and origin of all the worlds. Meaning like this. Let's take it very simple. The only way a Jew is able to keep mitzvahs is when they realize soul is more important than body. For instance, I want to eat treif. My body desires to eat treif. Why won't I eat it? Because I understand that for my soul, it's poison. And therefore, I'm not going to give in to what my body wants. I'm going to do what the soul wants. The same, I want to speak something. The soul says you can't. I want to think something. The soul says you can't. Right? If you give in to the body, then the body's going to make you do what it wants, not what the neshama wants. So what's the entire essence of Torah? The entire essence of keeping Torah is neshama is more important than the body. That's what it means. Otherwise, if my body is more important, I want to eat the chazer, then I'm going to eat it. But I won't eat it because it's dangerous for my neshama. That means my neshama is more important than my body. So Hillel says to the guy, listen, without Rebbe's explaining it, the whole essence of Torah, basically to keep Torah, is only one way, when the neshama is more important than your body. Then even though the body wants to speak it, think it, do it, I don't do it because it's poison for my soul. So that's what Hillel said. What mitzvah is its entirety? The only way you can fulfill the mitzvah is by neshama more important than the body, is the mitzvah after Recha Kamecha. I can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, let's say, because I like eating matzah. That's my body also. The only mitzvah that you can only keep by soul more important than body is v'ahavta recha kamecha. Because in any way, if your body is more important, then I'm you, and I'm me, and you're you, and that's it. We're different. We're separated entities. We're separate entities. So Hillel said to this prospective convert, he'll say to him, listen, you want to know the whole Torah on one foot? I'll tell you what it is. What does that mean? Soul over body. And every other part of Torah, it only explains it. How you come to this mitzvah of loving another Jew. And he says, what's the main concept of Torah? It's to bring it up, elevate the neshama over the body. In other words, to elevate the soul up and to bring godliness down, like it says later on, in the source of all neshamas, that the Jew should be united with Hashem, one with Hashem. When there's fights and separation amongst Jews, Hashem cannot rest there. And he says, Hashem cannot rest on a blemished place. The last Mishnah of the entire Mishnah is Lematza Kodesh Baruch Hu Kli Hamachzik Bracha Ela Hashalim. The only vessel God found for peace, I mean for blessing, the only vessel Hashem has for blessing is peace. Because where does Hashem rest? Only when there's peace. And the Alter Rebbe quotes what we say in davening three times a day. Like it says in the Pasuk, what we say in Sim Shalom, I mean. Barchenu avinu kolonu ke'echa barpenecha. Simply, the meaning, if you take an English siddur, it means, bless us all together with the glory of your face. That's simply what the English translation would be. Bless us together with the glory of your face. The Alter Rebbe is defining it different over here. And the Alter Rebbe is a phenomenal interpretation of this. Barchenu avinu, when is God able to bless us? When kulanu ke'echad, when we're united. Simply it means, bless us all together. You know, with the radiance of your face. But the Alter Rebbe here says, no. Barchenu avinu, when is it possible for God to bless us? Meaning, God's revealing himself to us, can only be when kulanu ke'echad, when we're one. And they give millions of mishalim. You know, you have a straw. It's very easy to break. I don't mean a straw you drink from a hay straw. Yeah, you have a straw, you can break it very easily. But when there's a bundle of straw, it's impossible to break. Why? Because when there's unity, it's impossible to break. The worst enemy of the Jewish people are the Jews themselves. Nobody else could destroy us. When there's unity amongst the Jews, nobody else in the world could destroy us. So the Alter Rebbe says, this is the concept of Avos Yisrael. And that's why Hillel said, if the truth is, this is all 613 mitzvahs. The only way a person can come to this is by having a neshama more important than the body. And then you can come to the mitzvah after Recha Kamecha. But if a person, as the expression in today's world is, worships their body, then they can, it's impossible to unconditionally love another person. You can love them if they're good to you, they give you things, you're nice, okay, you're my friend. You know, every kids, give me a snack. No, oh, you're not my friend anymore. Okay, you know, I mean, adults do it a little bit more sophisticated, by the way. Same thing. You can only have unconditional love when you realize you and the other person are one. How could it be one? Because the neshama is one. See, if the neshama is more important, you're one. If the neshama is less important, you're not one. Okay, now the Alter Rebbe says like this. The Alter Rebbe is going to ask, and this is another phenomenal concept of Avos Yisrael. He says, Masha Kozu b'Gemara. This that it says in the Gemara, Mi Sherei b'Chaveiro Shechata. Gemara says like this. If you see your friend who sins, mitzvah l'sneisei, it's a mitzvah to hate him. V'gam leimer le'l'rabbe sh'yisneinu. And you should tell your Rebbe, his Rebbe, you should hate him too. L'chei, that contradicts this whole thing. If we're talking about unconditional love, so why is a mitzvah to hate him? Because they sin. The sin is not the neshama. The neshama is still perfect. So why is it a mitzvah to hate him? He says like this, top of the page. Hainu b'chaveira b'teiro mitzvah. It says, if you see your friend sinning, meaning an equal to you in Torah mitzvahs, v'kvar kiyam bei mitzvah secheach techiach samisecha, and you already fulfilled the mitzvah of admonishing your friend. And like it says, Amitcha, the Gemara says, Am she'itcha b'teiro mitzvahs. Your nation which is with you in teiro mitzvahs, meaning the person is a religious person, a frum person, and he sins. And you admonished him. Va'afo pikein le'shav michatei. And he still didn't do tshuva. And he says, Avo mi she'ein ha'chavedei. But a person is not an equal to you. Ve'ena mekudev etzlein, he's not close to you, he's not on your level. Al zeh ha'mer illa lazokin, this is what illa lazokin said. Havei mi talmid of shal Aaron, you should be your disciples of Aaron. I have shalom, loving peace. I have a sabrius, loving creatures, umekarvan latayim, bringing them close to Tatum. In other words, and I'm going to say this whole thing outside, because it goes together with what the next line is over here. The Alter Rebbe says if you think of it, it's a phenomenal point of life, b'chlal. You have to be able to understand who you're talking about, and also, which is even more vital in this whole concept, you have to be able to differentiate and separate between the person and what they do. In the mitzvah, the Alter Rebbe calls the potter cheir techeir chesamisach, you have a mitzvah to admonish your friend. But people have to keep in mind, the Gemara says, the beginning of the Pasuk. Before the Torah says in Parshas Kedeshim, Hecheich Techeich Samisecho, you have to admonish your friend, the Torah gives a prerequisite for it. The Pasuk says, Leisisna Etzachicho Belvavecha, Hecheich Techeich Samisecho. The Torah says, there's a myth, do not hate your friend in your heart, which I'll explain in a second what that means. Don't hate your friend, and then you have a right to admonish him. So the Alter Rebbe says, the first part over here is a person that's your friend. In other words, you love him, and he's doing wrong, and you're admonishing him, and he doesn't do tshuva, then you hate him. But the Alter Rebbe says, I'm just jumping in this. Later, the Alter Rebbe is going to say, and even when you hate him or her, you don't hate him or her. You hate what they do, but you love the person. When our kids misbehave, we don't hate, well, depends if they're teenagers or not. You don't hate them. You hate what they do. And then you have a right to admonish somebody. If you love the person, then you have a right to admonish. Why? Because then it's constructive criticism. It's not to let out my hatred and show I'm better than you and you're no good. And because there's a famous story with the Rebbe Rashab. The Rebbe Rashab was the younger brother of the Raza. Rebbe Zalman Aaron. The Rebbe Rashab had a number of kids. But he had the Raza and the Rebbe Rashab, both were very, very great. In fact, the Rashab wanted the Raza to be Rebbe. Raza said, no, I'm not Rebbe, you be Rebbe. The Raza was the older brother. But the Rebbe Rashab was taller, the younger brother was taller than the older brother. And when they were kids, it bothered the Raza terribly. So what he did, you have to understand, they were kids, little kids. He dug a hole in the ground, made his younger brother go into the hole, and he was on top of the hole, so now he was taller. Understand? So he made the hole that the taller brother should be lower down, so now he's taller. The Rebbe Marash came out and saw what happened, and he didn't like what he saw, so he called over the Raza. He obviously spoke to him in Yiddish, but he said to him, you don't make yourself bigger by putting down somebody else. You want to make yourself bigger? Stand on a chair. It's a phenomenal concept. Most people put down other people psychologically because it makes them better. You see, I'm better than you. You're no good. I'm better than you. Which is mamish the opposite of after Recha Kamecha. And in fact, in Chassidus it says that when you see a fault in somebody else, if you really love the person, you have to justify it. In yourself, you can't justify your own faults. Because you know the truth, that you could overcome the truth. But when you look at somebody else, if you really love them, you ever go to PTAs? When parents think that the school should be paying them to take in their kids in the school. Do you know how lucky you are that I'm giving you God's gift to the world? You ever go to PTAs that, if you're a teacher? I don't, but if you ever notice that parents will never see faults in their own kids. At home they do, but not when it comes in school. It's the teacher's wrong, everybody else is wrong, the school is wrong, the administration is wrong. The whole world is evil. My kid is perfect. That's because you don't see faults in yourself. There's a halacha about leprosy that Chassidus explains in a much deeper sense. The Gemara says, if you have a leprosy, you have to go to the Kohen, and he has to tell you, is it leprosy, not leprosy? So the Mishnah says, Kol negoy adam reyachutz min negayatzmi. Says, you're allowed to see everybody's own other leprosy, but you can't see your own. In other words, if a Kohen himself has leprosy, the simple halacha is he can't look at it himself. He needs another Kohen to look at it. Right? So Chassidus interprets this Gemara to mean, everybody else's faults you see, except your own. Kol negoy adam rei, all the plagues, all the leprosy, all the evil, everybody sees, chutz minegoy atzmei, except their own faults. That self-love blinds the person in a way they don't see it.
Well, they see it and justify it.
Huh?
Well, they see it and justify it.
Yeah. That means you didn't see a fault. Justification means there's no fault. What you saw, you're saying is not a fault. You didn't see the fault. That's the bottom line. So the Alter Rebbe is saying like this. Number one, it only refers to your friend, who's an equal to, and you admonished him, and that's because you really love him, and they still didn't, then you have a mitzvah to hate him, and the Alter Rebbe is going to say, even that you only hate what they do, not the person. But the Alter Rebbe meanwhile is saying, but a person who's not on your level, Hillel said, you're supposed to be Ayiv Shalom, if the beloved peace, run after peace, Ayiv Esabrius and love creatures. It's late now, but Dr. Rebbe is going to go in to the whole explanation why the Mishnah doesn't say love people, the Mishnah says love creatures. The fact that they're creation of God automatically means you have to love them. If they have no greatness whatsoever, but the mere fact that they're Hashem's creation, that itself is the reason why you have to love them. Whether the after Echa Kamecha goes to Jews only or non-Jews is a machlekes. Many opinions say that it refers to non-Jews. But obviously, halachically, you love your family more. But anything God made, any creation of Hashem, you need to love. It says in Ashrei, V'rachma v'kol ma'isav. We have, Hashem has mercy in everything. You know it says in halacha? That if you're walking in the street, you know, sometimes you walk by a branch, you rip off a leaf just to play with it. It says in Sfarim that you're destroying a creation of God for absolutely no reason. You know, if you need it for a certain reason, very useful cause, okay. But just to ruin it for no reason, you're destroying a creation that God made. And that's something that's not allowed to be done. Okay, to be continued.